Okay, today's Daf Chavav. We're on Chavav. We're up to the Mishnah on the third line. Hapayis Hashlishi. The third pious of the day was Chadashim. Anyone who's new. What does that mean, anyone who's new? Anyone who's never done this before. Lakatores. To do the Katores. Ba'u, let's go. V'hipaisu. And become part of the pious. Okay, the Gemara will ask, what do we mean new? What's new? We'll see. Baharavi, and the fourth one. It's Chadashim Im Yishanim, new or old, doesn't matter. Mi Male Evarim Min HaKevesh La Mizbeach. Who's going to bring the Evarim from the ramp up to the Mizbeach? Okay, here we go. Tana. Me'olam, since the beginning always, Lo Shana Adam Ba. Nobody ever did the Ketores twice. No one ever did the Ketores twice. So first of all, the Me'iri points out that every day was a different base of, right? So different base of, well, no, every week was a different, what's it called? A different Mishmar, and then every day was a particular family. So it could be that what would happen, so basically, it was twice a year, right? So it could be that every day, Tuesday, it could be that a family would, they would run out of people to do the pious for the Ketores. That could be eight. That could be. That could be. You just landed? Huh? No, not yesterday. No, it was this morning.
It could be.
It was 6 o'clock. All right. So it could be. Do you like this, Mark? It could be that the Ketores, it could be, keep repeating myself, it could be that what would happen if everybody already did the Ketores? What would happen? Says to me, it never happened. It could be that if it would have happened, you'd get to do it twice, but it never happened. But it could be that it could have happened. Not nothing usher about it, just let everyone who never went, let them go first. This is an unbelievable Gemara. Now, the Chassam Sofer says something staggering. I don't really have an answer for his question. He has a whole answer, which is the next Gemara. My timer, what's the reason why they would only have new people do it? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shema Aseres, because it makes you rich. It's a segula to be rich. So therefore, they only wanted to give people a chance that never did it before.
Give everybody a chance to get rich.
Give everyone a chance to get rich. Okay? It's the Chassam Sofer. Such an unbelievable question. They were makbid on money more than on mitzvos. So when it comes to the carbon ola or a different pious, it doesn't. You want to sit out? You could sit out. I don't want that. Right? I don't want to do that. I'm not interested. So it could be the same people over and over again. That's okay. When it comes to the Ketores, oh, everybody's running. It's a very funny thing. Right? It's a very funny thing. Well, human nature. Yeah, I understand it's human. I understand it's human nature. I understand that. No, but, right? I understand that. Having said that, it's still a very strange thing. Right? What's the answer to that question?
Because you still get its Chara Mitzvah for doing that. Aside of the Chara Mitzvah, there's a bonus, which is maybe, you know, it's a known thing that makes you rich.
Right. So now we're gonna get to a minute. In a minute, Rashi's gonna say something also staggering. Now the Gemara says, Mati, you hear this? So you hear what the Chassam Sofer asks? The question was, the Gemara says that people wanted to do the Ketores because it made you rich.
Right.
So therefore, only people that never did the Ketores would come to the pious. What about some other avoda? Didn't make you rich? People had the option. I'm not interested in that. Is that possible? People were not mocked about doing mitzvahs, only about getting rich?
You just had the Gemara a week ago.
1 minute, so we'll hold off. So it's a very good question. Anyway, Amar of Papa Labaya, my timer, why does the Ketores make you rich? Well, who where'd that come from? Right? Where'd that come from? If it's because it says Yasimu ketora ba'pecha. This is in Parashas Osa Bracha. Yasimu ketora ba'pecha. Uksim ba'sferin, it says, Baruch Hashem chelo. Meaning you're going to do the ketoras, you get blessed. Is that why? Ihachi, if that's true, ola nami. Then ola also should make you rich. Why should ola also make you rich? The Chsiv, it says, the kolil al mizbechecha. You can do the mizbeach, and then Hashem's blessing, you can become rich. Says Amalei, answers back, Abaya to Rav Papa, no. Ha shchicha. Ha lo shchicha. What does that mean? The ola is shchia. The ketores is not shchia. Why? Because the ketores is only once a day. Because everyone holds that the night ketores... Everyone holds the night ketores was not a big deal. It didn't make you rich. Only the day. It's only once a day. The ola could have been 100 times a day. So therefore what? Therefore what? Says Rashi something staggering. Rashi says, umistabra, it's mistaber, dechi ksiv osher, when it says you're going to become rich, adelo shchiach. It's on something that's not shchiach. Why? De'im lo kein, nimtu hakol hashirim. Because otherwise, every coin's rich. Rashi just said? Everyone's rich. So what about everyone who did the ketores? They're also rich. Right? So you see from here, you see that not everyone got a chance to do the ketores.
Right.
It took time. But l'chore, they all became rich, right? So what's Rashi saying exactly? Others argue on Rashi. Others argue, according to this, now, according to this, did the Ola make you rich? According to Rashi, no, it didn't. Ola didn't make you rich. Only the Ketores. Same Pasuk. One's Shchiach, one's not Shchiach. That's how Rashi must learn. Rashi says, otherwise everyone's rich. So it doesn't make you rich. Right? No, not the Ketores. The Ola doesn't make you rich. Only the Ketores makes you rich.
Right.
Not the Ola. That's how Rashi learns. Right? Clear. Agree? It seems that others say like this now. So the Shalom asks, why doesn't the Ola make you rich? It's in the same pasuk. Why not? What does Rashi answer? What kind of answer is that? Rashi is very difficult. Right? Rashi is very difficult. Well, then why not? Said the Tosfos Yeshanim, no, the Ola also made you rich. Right? So if that's the case, the Gemara asks, well, then why doesn't Ihachi Ola Nami, so also only by the Ola invite new people. Well, how come you don't do that by the Ola? Oh, the answer is, well, it's Shchiach. What do you mean invite new people? There's 100 of them a day. Right?
Yeah.
That's a different way to learn. So according to that, the Ola also made you rich. So why is the pious different? Because so many of them. Very different than Rashi. Totally different. Right? So ask the Rosh. Yeah, but Rashi said, then if that's the case, everybody would become rich. And it's not true. Obviously, it's not true. What's the answer? Says the Siach Yitzchak. I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, because when you do something all the time, right, you're not doing it effectively. You're not doing it with the right kavanas, and therefore the segula didn't work. But the ketores only once in a blue moon. So when you got your the Siach Yitzchak says, it makes a lot of sense, right? You say, oh, the best segula to become rich is to wear tefillin. That won't impress anybody. Why? Because you wear it every day. But, Esrog gets a segula, then everyone gets a good Esrog. Whatever, the more rare it is, it happens, it's just human nature. The more rare it is, the more special we think it is.
Right.
Now forget segula. We get excited about Hanukkah because it's only once a year. And already by the 6th, 7th night, everybody was sick of it.
Just the numbers. It's a numbers game.
What?
If you think about how many people can do
the
Torah, you have
24 Mishmaros,
right,
so
twice a year,
so
and you only do every family
is
once a day.
Right, right, right. So it happened maybe once or twice in your life. The Meiri says it never happened that you did it more than once, but it could have happened. Just never happened. All the kids getting older, so it never happened. But the point is, so it's much more exciting. So when it was your turn, the Kavanas were unbelievable. You ever see people by a bris milah, these rare, the Kavanas are amazing. Why? Because it's so rare. In economy, the Ola would make people rich, but human nature was it. They didn't take it so seriously because it was so common.
How much kavana you have when you're doing it? That
exactly. Let's get back to the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, "What is that?" Read it inside because it's such an amazing Chassam Sofer. He says, "What does that mean? What does that mean that they would care more about being rich than about doing a mitzvah?" That yeah, we all like that because humans are humans. Let's get real. But is that possible? So he says like this, and don't you realize also, says the Chassam Sofer, that whatever happens to you is from Hashem anyway?
Right.
So what does that mean? Do the Ketorah, is that... So he says something which is very hard. The Gemara says, there's a Gemara in Moed Katan that says that your Parnasa is up to your Mazel. Which is a hard Gemara, because you can do all the Hishtadlis you want, and it doesn't go anywhere, right? Why? It's Mazel. Whatever that means. It's a big sugya. It's like a Shavuot night kind of sugya. What does that mean, Mazel? Said the
Considering there's no Mazel in Israel.
Correct. So that means there's no Mazel as a cloud, not as a prat. A very, very big story. Anyway, said the Chassam Sofer, which this kernel might make people feel a little more comfortable. What he says is, the Tosfos already says, you could change your mazel. How do you change your mazel? By wearing tefillin? No. By doing a big, he calls it a, what's he call it? He says a zechus gedola. A big zechus could change your mazel. The Ketoros is a big zechus. That's a big deal. That could change your mazel. Maybe doing one of these, you know, monumental, you know, unbelievable things, unbelievable nesayon when you pass, that could change your mazel. So the Ketoros is one of those things.
Anything life-altering.
Right, anything like life-altering. Now, why is the Ketoros life-altering? That I don't know.
Don't say Mishanah.
That's another thing.
Shame.
Right, all these types of things. So that could change it. So that's all it meant you became rich. It changed your mazel. So that then the brachas are a whole different ballgame. Okay, I think that's it with that. Okay, next. Amar Rava, Lo Mishkachas Tzurva Me Rabbanon Demori El Da'asa Meshevet Levi. You never find people that know how to be Paskin. They come from Shevet Levi. Oh, Meshevet Yisachar, or from Shevet Yisachar. What does that mean? It's not even true, because we have every Shevet, I believe, had a Navi. Some we don't know where they came from, so like but almost every Shevet. So it doesn't mean only from Levi, only from Yisachar. So it's a very difficult Gemara. Ben Yehuda says it means that they're the Rove. The Rove are from these Shvatim. The Rove. Of course you can have the guy from Menashe, who's a big Tzaddik and a big Talmud Chacham and a big Posek, but the Rove came from these two Shvatim. Why? Levi Dichtiv, Yoru Mishpotecha Yaakov. Right? And Yisachar Dichtiv, Ubnei Yisachar Yodei Bina Li'itim Ladas Mayasa Yisrael. Right?
I've heard this thing before. When is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yisachar is the model for Torah.
Right.
Right? Yisachar is the Zvulun. When did that? I have always had that question.
Before the Ten Shvatim, they were like at the second, you know, ship.
Right.
They were gone already.
Right.
When did this happen?
And this pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim. It's a pasuk in passing about the Bnei Yisachar that they were, okay, they knew how to calculate when the new moon is. Very, very nice. That's a whole world was built up on Yisachar, based on that one little pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It's a very unusual thing.
How do you learn Levi from Yerim Mishpatecha to Yaakov?
What, the Harah of Mishpatecha, the Harah of the Mishpat of Yaakov. That pasuk is said about Levi. It's in Zos HaBracha. The Ema, what about Yehuda? Yehuda Nami. Haksev, Yehuda Mechokkei. Yehuda's the lawgiver. Yehuda's the lawgiver. Where's that pasuk from? That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Asks Tosas on top. Yesh Maksha. Amai lo maisi mi dechsev b'Torah. What about the Torah? It says in the Torah. Lo yaser shevim Yehuda. The scepter will never leave Yehuda. Umechokek mi bein raglav. And the law giving from in between its feet. Right? So what do you mean? If you come up with a pasuk in Tehillim? V'yesh lomar dahahi brachahu. No, that pasuk in Tosas bracha is a bracha. That's in Bereishis, in Vayechi. Next week's parsha, dechsev. It says, "Ho bracha hu dechsev." Avol mehai kra ma'isi shekach haya. But in Tehillim, that's how it was. She Yehuda haya yesh mechokakim. Yehuda was the lawgiver. What about the pasuk for Levi? Is from also Zos HaBracha, right? The bracha. Yeah. So the Marsha says, yeah, but there's no other pasuk that says that Levi did that. So we have no choice. We have to learn it out from. We'd prefer to use a different pasuk.
Good job.
What? Right. Anyway, so what about Yehuda? Says the Gemara. Gemara answers, no. Asuki shmaitza aliba dehilchus akamina. I'm talking about paskining halacha lamaisa. They have lumdis in the base of my lumdis, talk about lumdis all day long. Yehuda was great for that. But tachlis, how do I paskin? What happens with the chalant and the cook and the blech and all that? Halacha lamaisa. How do I paskin? That Yehuda wasn't good for that. Yehuda wasn't good for that. That's what it means, right? Okay. Next, Amar of Yochanan, Ein mefaisin al tamid shel bein harbayim. There was no pious for the afternoon tamid. There was no pious for that. Ela kohen shezachah b'shachar zachah b'arvus. The kohen that got the morning got the afternoon as well. Whichever kahanim got in the morning, they were the same ones that came back in the afternoon. Meisvei, 1 second. Kishem shema pisin b'shachrit, kach ma pisin bein arbayim. Just like they did a one pious in the morning, they did a pious in the afternoon. What's pshat? No, kitan yahi b'ketoris. No, that's talking about the ketoris. That's talking about the ketoris. The ketoris had a separate pious for the afternoon. I v'tanya kishem shema pisin lo shachrit, kan mefaisin lo arvis. Right? What kind of question is that? What does that mean? Just like it did in the morning, it did in the afternoon. Why can't that be the Ketoros? Why can't that be the Ketoros? So Tosa says, because it says lo, which is Lashon of Zachar, which means it's going on the Tamid. And the Ketoros is Lashon of Keva, which should say lo, which is the Gemara. Aim a lo. Yeah, change that price and say lo, meaning it, meaning the Ketoros. Not a kasha. Tamid, there was no afternoon pious. I v'atanya k'sheish m'faisim b'shachwit kach m'faisim lo arvitz. Just like he had the tumid in the morning, he had the tumid in the afternoon, and kishen shem afaisin law shachris, kach afaisin law arvis, and he had the afternoon and the morning for the ketores. This brisa says in black and white that there was an afternoon pious for the tumid. Amar b'shmo bar Yitzchak, bar Yitzchak, hacha, no b'shabbos askinon. Now that was on a Shabbos. Hoel b'mishmaris mischachos, but the mishmar changed over. So what do you mean? What do you mean the ones that did the morning are doing in the afternoon? They're not even here anymore. They're gone. They left. Right? They left on Shabbos. So Shabbos was the switchover day. So who's doing the Tavit in the afternoon? The ones in the morning? They're gone already. Shabbos had to have a new Mishmar. A new pious, I'm sorry. Ulamai the Salik Adaitan Meikara. And according to one who holds, if you hold that there was a pious in the morning for the afternoon, so mafaisin, where am I? Well, the desalak adaitin meikara nefishilu paisos. You had too many paisos now. Now there's another pais for the afternoon. So no, that's not what happened. Maisi kulu mitzafra. That everybody came in the morning. Asu dezachu b'shachris zachi zachu da arvis zachi. Right. In other words, what does that mean? Right, there was not more than, there were only 4 paisos, right? So what does that mean? That the whoever got the afternoon got it. Who got it? They did another pais in the morning? That can't be. They only did 4. What does this answer mean?
They did four only for the morning, not the afternoon.
What?
Yeah, they did
four. So it means, the Ritva says, the ones who got the morning also got the afternoon.
No, they cast both lot.
One shot.
No.
One shot.
Both
uh-huh.
In the morning, yeah.
One shot.
One shot. Okay, so it was really a fifth pais.
Those 4 pious,
right?
But they did one of them. They did twice.
No, yes, they did the morning and the afternoon, and then in the one of the pious.
Okay. Now, Harvi Chadashim im Mishanim. So for the fourth pious, what was the fourth pious? Right? What was the fourth pious? The fourth pious was who's going to take up the Evarim from the Kevesh up to the Mizbeach? Right? Who's going to do that? So. And then we can invite anybody to come. Masnitzin the local Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. The Mishnah not like Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Ditnan Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer. No, Hamayla Evarim Lakevesh. Whoever brought the limbs to the ramp, who Mayla Oz and Lamas Beth? They're the same guys. The same kahana. Not another pious for that. The same guys. Why? My Kamiflagi. What are they arguing about? Tanakama Bar Savar. Tanakama holds Barovam Hajas Melech. Let's get more people involved in mitzvos. So, half of them stopped. Why'd they stop? Why'd they stop anyway? Why'd they do it like this? We're going to bring up half, up, we leave it on the ramp, then we're going to go do other stuff. Why'd they do it like that? So it must be what we said before, just to create a buzz. Right? We're not finished, they're schlepping it out, right? Just to create a buzz. So now Tanakhama says, get new people to do it. Mar Savar, but Willis Ben Yaakov held, Makom Shechina Lav Urech Are. It's not appropriate. What's not appropriate? Says Rashi, Lemechzi commanded Tarech Lemilse. It looks like you don't want to do it. I'm going to leave it here, I'm going to schlep over here, and I'll leave it over here, let someone else do it. That's what it looks like. That's not right. Same guys would go back and do it. So if the same guys would go back and do it, there's an extra pious. Does he argue on the four? According to him, what do you need extra, what do you need the fourth pious do? Same guys from the second pious are back at the fourth. So what's the fourth? So, Amarava, Lo Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Isle Rebbe Yehuda, Lo Rebbe Yehuda, Isle Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. The fourth one was what he must argue about on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that the Ketores consisted of one person, and then he said to his guy next to him, come help me with the Ketores, because I can't do it by myself, because I need two people. According to Elazar Yaakov, there was a separate pious for that. Separate pious, that was the fourth pious, right? Right, look at the last Rashi on the page. The Amar Lohaya Pious Lamachte, Rabbi Yehuda held there was not a pious for carrying the shovel. The Nosei the Belozer Ben Yaakov Pious Lamachta, he gave a pious for that. Tachas Pious Menakevish Lamizbech instead of this list fourth one. Dim Kain Bart Sulu Piousos, because if not he's missing a pious. We don't think he argues on the Mishnah that there were four. V'imishkachas Detani Chamesh. If you find someone out there who says there are five, Hahu the Loker Belozer Ben Yaakov or the Loker Yehuda, that can't be like either one of these two Tanoim. If you find the fifth one, if you find someone, it's a funny gemara. If you find someone who holds over five, it can't be like either of these.
And this is, I didn't say that either because if you look at just 2 seconds ago, we just learned.
Yeah.
So you had more at the gathering. Say you gathered, you can do two of them in one shot.
Right.
Even one shot.
Right.
Why was that answer good enough?
Right. I hear you. It's a good question. Okay. Next Mishnah. Tamid. Karev Tisha, the Tamid normally had nine Kahanim were involved in the Tamid. Uba Asara, sometimes 10. Uba Achar Asar, sometimes 11. Uba Shneim Asar, sometimes 12. Lo Pachos V'lo Yosar, not less, not more. Ketat, how's that? Atzmo Betes, a normal day was 9 people. Who were the 9 people? Says Rashi, the last wide line up on top. B'chol Yom Tisha, every day 9. Chamisha le'evarim, 5 brought limbs. Echad le'kervayim, 1 brought the innards. Echad solas, 1 brought flour. Echad chavitin, 1 brought the chavitin. The echad liayin, and 1 brought wine. Right? Vaha kerbelazar ben Yaakov, he, this goes like a belazar ben Yaakov, deles le'chad lahalos le'mikevesh Lamizbeach, who holds there isn't somebody who brings it up from half, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you don't get new people to bring them all the way up to the top. It's the same guys. Says Rashi, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that's why there are 9. If you don't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, then you need more people. So you can't stop at 9, because they only did halfway.
Right.
And there was another pious to do the other half.
Didn't we learn a couple of Mishnahs back?
So we learned one Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, the Gemara just said, it couldn't be like him.
Right.
All of a sudden, it's like him.
No, but didn't we learn a couple of Mishnahs back? Who brought up the hind legs? Who brought up the front legs? And it lists...
Correct.
So where
So now what?
So we're going now back here?
Yeah, we're going back, because now we're going to say on Yontif, there was different things. So that's what's going on. But Rashi is very difficult because why did Rashi have to say that? What? So Tosfa says that the Gemara should have asked Reisha Rabbanon v'Seif for Belozer ben Yaakov, which the Gemara doesn't ask that question,
correct.
Right? So L'chor Rashi's right,
correct.
Right? So Tosfa answers in this Tosfa here. He answers that it could be, it might have been, even though there was a fourth pious, the same guys could have gone back into that pious. In other words, they did the second pious. They were the ones in charge of doing that avoda. They brought it up halfway. There was a third pious for the Ketores. And then there was a fourth pious to bring the limb up to the top.
And a person could go back for another shot?
What?
And a kohen could go back for another shot?
The Mishnah said, Arvi chadashim im yeshanim. Why did the Mishnah even say that? The new plus the old. The Ketoros only new people. Only newbies want to come for that.
Yeah, but that was for always.
Right. And the fourth? And always. Chadashim im yeshanim. Anybody wants to come, come. Why do we have to say that? Because even if it holds...
No, no.
If,
I see it different. I'm sorry. I've never seen it differently.
Yeah?
When you said chadashim means that these are newbies totally. Not newbies to this pious. So newbies forever. You only did Ketoros once in a lifetime.
Right.
Over here, we're talking about when he says you shun him, we're talking about you can come back for another pious another day. But if you didn't avodu one avodu one day,
who said?
Today,
who said?
You don't come back for another pious for another avodu.
That's exactly what Tosfos answers. If you hold this mission is not like the world of Yaakov, how can only nine people? How can only nine people? You need more people to bring them up to the top. There's another pious.
Right, okay.
Where are those people?
How big is
Beis Av? How big is Beis Av? What do you mean? It says, Tamid Karf, Tisha, Basara, Acharas, Lo Pachos, Veloyoser. Not less and not more. What does it mean, not less and not more? So Tos was explained. You want to say it's the Chachamim? Not easy to say it's the Chachamim. Problem is, it's not easy to say it's the Wazim Yaakov. So what do you do? It says Rashi, it's the Wazim Yaakov. I don't care about this. It says Tos, I'll tell you what. It could be the Chachamim. In order to make this make sense, the Mishnah says, Lo pachos v'lo yosar. What does it mean, Lo pachos v'lo yosar? Not less and not more. I, there's a fourth pious, so it must be with the same guys. So it won't be less, it won't be more. Difficulty also.
Yeah.
Same guys coming right back. It's also schwer. All right.
Now you know he's going to get rid of the pious.
Anyway, where do you get, I know, it's difficult. Where do you get the nine from? So Ketan, Atzmo test. Normally it was nine. We just tell you who the nine were. Bechag, Ansukis, Biyad Echad Sluchas Shalmayim. There was another guy with the water. It was Nisach HaMayim. Harekana said that's 10. Bein Arbayim in the afternoon, every day. Achad Asar, 11. Why? Hu Atzmo Tisha. Nine regular people. Ushnayim Biyadam Shnei Gizri Eitzim. And two guys were carrying a log each. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos. B'Achad Asar, 11. Same 11. A different 11. It's 11, but a different 11. Why? Hu Atzmo Tisha. Normally it's 9. V'shnayim biyadam, shnei bazichi levona shalechem apanim. Two people will carry the levona, alechem apanim, to the lechem apanim. U b'Shabbos shebesel chachag, and on Shabbos, on Sukkis, was biyad echad tzluchas shomayim. A 12th guy carrying the water. Okay? Now, Amar Rav Abba, Vitam Rover Bacham, Vitam Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Menaschin Mayan Bechag, El Batamach Shachar. It's very clear from this Mishnah that in the morning, the water was only done in the morning, Talmud, not the afternoon. Why? Because if it was the afternoon, then I could have more than 12. How's that? Mimai, Mitiktani, since it said, Ubishabbos, Shebetel Chachak, in Shabbos, on Sukkot. Biyad echad tzluchas shomayim. There was another guy carrying the water. Now, one second. What about the afternoon? If you're telling me that in the afternoon they also did the water, so b'chol namim mishkachas la. You could have 12 in the on a weekday also. How do you get 12? 9 regular, 2 people carrying the logs, and 1 guy carrying the water. That's 12. Therefore, what do you see? That there was no water in the afternoon. Omer Vashi, as ananami tanina. Ula Menasech Omer lo, and to the Menasech we say, Hagbe Yadcha, raise up your hand. Why? I want to see what you're doing. Why? Shapamachas, one time, Nasech Agabe Raglov. The Kohen poured it on his feet. Why did he do that? Virgamu call Ha'am be Esrogeim. And everyone threw the Esrogeim at him. Right? Says Rashi, Lamali Lamisni be Esrogeim. Why do you have to tell me that? They threw the Esrogeim at him. I think it's a fascinating thing. Im lo but lamdenu, if not to tell us, shenisa chamayim eno ella b'shas until lulav. It's only in the morning when you're carrying the lulav. There's no lulav at night. Rashi says, lefi shayi tzeduki, he was a tzeduki. The eno mode b'nisa chamayim. He didn't agree to nisa chamayim. Why didn't he agree to nisa chamayim? So this goes against everything we've ever said about what a tzeduki really is. Why didn't he agree to nisa chamayim? Because nisa chamayim is a drasha. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that on Sukkot you do nisim. It doesn't say it anywhere. It's a drasha, right? We've always said that they believed drashas. They only didn't believe drashas that were kineged the Torah. Torah says that on Yom HaRishon you should bring the Omer. We say that means that this is the first day of Chol HaMoed. That's not what Yom HaRishon means. Yom HaRishon means Sunday. If it goes against the Mefirish or Pashup Chad, then they had a problem with it. But although Tefillin, they wore Tefillin just like you and me. What does it look like? Yeah, you have to listen to the Chacham. Huh? Right, why? Because it says Bein Einechem. Don't tell me it means over here in the forehead. That's not what it says. It says Bein Einechem. But what does Tefillin look like? What they look like? Lachar, they agree with us what it looked like. So what's the Pshat over here? What's the Pshat over here? What was their issue with Nisach HaMayim all of a sudden? Maybe because the Torah says every day to bring Mayim. Were you coming off to bring water? Like, where did you come from? Like, what made you? Why are you changing? So Lachor, they didn't bring wine also on Sukkot, or they did bring wine also? So it must be.
You just came back from here.
What? It must be that they also brought water. They also brought wine. It must be because then you would have one less guy, because Rashi says one of the guys has to carry wine. Now another guy's carrying water. It must be, right? Anyway, Shema Mina, that's a good raya. That's a good raya to what? That's a good raya that was only by the day. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Minayin L'tamach Al-Bein Arbayim, Shatan Shnei Gizmi Eitzim B'Shnei Kahanim. How do you know the afternoon needs two guys carrying two logs? Shemar says, V'archu Eitzim, in Eino L'Inyan, that says it by the morning. But in Eino L'Inyan, Tamach Al-Shachar, if you don't need it for the morning, it already says ubir olea kohen eitzim baboker baboker va'arach aleha tenei inyan l'tamach al-bein arbayim. So stick it to the afternoon. The ema edi v'edi b'tamach al-shachar. Maybe they're both talking about the morning. It says it by the morning. Amar Rachmana avid v'hadar avid. Maybe the Torah says it twice, that I should do it twice. In Cain, name of Kru, if that were the intent of the pasuk, the Torah should have said ubier, ubier. Right? It should have said ubier, ubier. Then I would have said, yeah, I got to do it twice. That's not what it says. It says ubier v'arach. Why did it say that? And anyway, it's redundant. That must be for the afternoon. The aim ikas of Rahman ubier. One second. If the Torah would have said ubier, half mean I would have thought chad in trey lo. No. Do chad one, yeah, not two. Kamashul, the nevet chad, the nevet trey. You can do one, you can do two. Right? So answers the Gemara. Im kein, emerka ubier ubiaro. Inami va'arach va'arko. Mai ubier va'arko. What does it say? Funny words like that. Shema mina, kidika amrinon. It's like what I said, that was a reference to the afternoon. Tani Rav Chia, pious, this pious. Pa'amim yud gimel. Sometimes it was 13 people. Pa'amim yud dalid. Pa'amim tezvav. Pa'amim, tes, zayin. Sometimes it was 16 people. When was it 16 people? On Shabbos, on Sukkis. There was also Ketores, and Bezichi Lavona, and Nichisach HaMayim. I, Vatanya, Yud Zayin. Sometimes we have a verse that says 17. Hahu, delo Krab Elazar ben Yaakov. That can't be like Krab Elazar ben Yaakov. Ela Krab Yehuda. Rather, it's a Yehuda who said that there was a separate pious for carrying up the limbs, up the rest of the ramp. Right? So on Shabbos, on Sukkot, there were 17, and the Bryce is only mentioning 16. Why is only mentioning 16? Because he holds like a laws of Ben Yaakov. Okay, you know what? Let's do the. Should we do the Mishnah? No, you know what? We'll stop here. We don't want to rush. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody, have a very good day.